Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We're here checking out Gary Rossington's gear at a Leonard Skinner show with his tech, Lewis Williams. Let's check out what amps he's using.
These are a Gary Rossington limited edition Penta series that Peavey has made for Gary. Been using them now for almost 3-4 years. Pretty much it's not channel switching or anything. It's just set up for distortion, and he rides his volume pot to clean it up on the guitar, and he can get a clean tone just by rolling the volume down a couple of notches.
And tubes?
Those are Electro-Harm EH right in them now.
Are they like 6L6s?
Mm-hmm, and 12AX7s on the preamps. I've got 5 of them, so I've got plenty if things go wrong.
How many do you run at a time?
Just the one. I'm just using that and one speaker cabinet. And if anything blew in that, and I switch over to that cab. Or if this head blows, I'll just 2 cords in the back go to the other. Had them specially made where the inputs are on the back. I like to use right angle jacks, and you can't get them in right here.
Oh, sure.
And if you put a straight one in, it's kind of in the way when you go to turn that knob. So I've got inputs on the back, so that's why you don't see anything plugged in there.
Gotcha.
So in the back, I just take 2 cords out, move to that head, and it's up and running again.
What kind of speakers?
They're stock Black Widows. Gary AB'd some different cabinets and chose the Black Widows. He's generally played JBLs, but he liked these and we've had no problems. I've got 2 Shure UR4Ds wireless systems. They run into this 4-way switcher, so all I've got to do to change guitar and wireless, if he's on the main guitar and I want to go to number 2, I just hit number 2, hand him a guitar, it's running. So I've got four switches one for each wireless. So it's very simple to change guitars with him. Just hand him guitar, hit my switch with the foot, and it's changed. All my wirelesses run into the back of it. 1, 2, 3, 4 wirelesses. There's one main output that feeds the amp up here. And so that's like that. That's wireless 101. That's number 2. If I went to that. If I were to go to this wireless, number 3, down to this wireless, is number 4. And, of course, the packs are all Velcroed onto the straps, so I can have all of them on at the same time. They don't interfere with each other. So it's on when I come up here to do a change. When I see him roll his volume pot down, I'll go to number 2, hand him the guitar. It's hot. All he has to do is roll the volume up.
Well, let's check out the guitars then.
Okay. This is his main Les Paul, which basically it's played the whole night. This one was actually in the Nashville flood last year. It was underwater up to here for 5 days.
Wow.
And a place called RS Guitar Works in Kentucky restored it for him. It's chambered out, so it's very, very light. It's got standard Gibson humbuckers in it. It's all Gibson. And RS did a great job restoring it. This whole thing was just peeled up.
That's great that he was able to bring that back to life.
Yes, it's he's used this one for a long time. It's not one of his vintage ones. They're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it was a great one to get back. It just does not go out of tune. He plays it all night long, except for one song. I've got another song. Oh, guitar I'll show you over here.
What string gauges is he using?
9 to 42. This guitar is called an Access Gibson Les Paul, where the heel is shaved down so you can reach all the way up. It's very thin, very light. I've got it tuned to an open E, which is used on Skinnerd Nation. And it's just a one-shot guitar, so after that song, I put it away. It's a great guitar and just light as a feather.
And you got some backups to these?
Yes. I'll show you the. This one is the one we used after the flood. He brought it from home. It's also chambered out. And we used that for 6 months until the other one got repaired, and then he wanted to go back to the other one. But it's still a great guitar, stays in tune. Just light as a feather. Very pretty flame top on it. And just everything is stock Gibson. We changed this one for Freebird. This is the only time he plays the SG is for Freebird, and I've got 2 identical ones for it. So that's the one he uses on stage, and Then I've got a backup for it, just like I got a backup for the Les Paul. I've also got a third Les Paul backup that I've hasn't been pulled out in a year or more.
So is that a Gibson Custom Shop?
Yes, all this is Gibson Custom Shop. All the Les Pauls, the Access, they've really been good to us. They've worked with Gary for years and years, and he's one of their major endorsers for them. They've really been good to us.
Is there anything special that you do when setting up his guitars that he likes?
On this particular one for Freebird, he actually changes the B string to another G. So I've got two G strings. So it'll be E, two Gs, D, A, E. And these are tuned in unison. When he plays the intro and the slide part for Freebird, he kind of cocks his hand side the slide a little sideways and gets a little wobble off the two, which makes it fatter and fuller sounding. Other than that, no, it's just straight setup. He likes fairly high action, which is great for me because you don't have to worry about fret buzzing. And he will play slide on his main guitar, too. I've got it set up high enough to where it doesn't fret out when he plays slide, and yet he still likes the highness of the action, which is a lot of players want it as low as it to get to the fret without buzzing, and sometimes that's hard to do. But when Gary asked me to raise him up, I've got no problem. So I've got two identical. I mean, you couldn't tell the difference in them. I do give him, I just picked one when we got him. These were his main ones were lost in the flood. We lost all our gear in the flood, every bit of it. Stuff that was vintage from the 60s and 70s. Every bit of it was gone. So they had to bring guitars from home. When he brought the SGs out from home, they were the original ones. So I was very leery of having them on the road because they were worth thousands and thousands of dollars. They had nicks in them and a headstock where he would smack them on the cymbals back in the day, but he's calmed down quite a bit from them. So these aren't nicked up at all, but it was amazing having the original ones out
here.
I'm
sure.
But I was scared to death having them because they're just priceless.
What kind of strings is he using then?
GHS. The whole band's strictly a GHS, bass and guitars. And these are just a straight 10-gauge set of GHS, other than I do change the B to another G.
And for slides and picks?
We use Corsedron Classic Large for the slides. Picks are made by DeAndrea, and I rarely go through any slides. I get them back. He lays them on the drum riser right after Freebird, so as soon as the show's down, I'm grabbing them because somehow they disappear if I don't do that. So I've had the same two slides now for a year and a half or more. I hadn't lost one or dropped one. So.
Any other cool particulars about Gary's rig you'd like to share with us?
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's like I said, he'll play most of his rhythms down on about 7.5 to 8, and it really cleans the amp up. When it's time for single lead notes, you can hardly even see him do it. He'll just reach down real fast, turn it up, and the lead notes just sing. So it's a great job. He's a great guy to work for. I mean, it's real low key and
classic band.
As long as everything goes right, everything's cool.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us about Gary's rig.
Thank y'all.
We're here at the Leonard Skinner Show checking out Ricky Metlock's gear with Tech Chris Regalo. We're going to start by checking out what's in the guitar boat. So why don't you take it away?
Okay. Well, we can start with the main one Ricky uses the most. That's his Explorer reissue. It's a flood survivor. The flood they had in Nashville ruined a lot of our gear, most of our gear. This one went to RS Guitar Works in Kentucky, and they restored it, did some little woodworking and electronics, and kind of brought it back to life for us. This has been added. These Vibrola tremolos Ricky likes. You can see there's still a hole there from the stock tailpiece.
Oh, right.
A couple of them are like that he has. Were added on later on. Yeah, so it's not stock by any means.
No, any other modification?
None that I'm aware of, other than the pots have been replaced. The switch has been, all
from being
a standard user every day, a daily driver or whatever. All the parts have been replaced at some point over the years. Pickups are, I believe, are still original, though.
And what string gauges does he use?
He uses a regular gauge, 10 through 46.
And a standard tuning?
They tune a half step down for Leonard Skinner. Yeah. So that's the only difference, half step down. So you can, it's easier for the singer, I guess, and then bending notes is easy, a little easier, rather than using a thinner string.
So is he going to use this guitar then most of the night?
This is used most of the night and for Freebird. Okay. Always for Freebird. The sound and the action, then you can get the reach with this guitar. And then I can show you two more Rickies here. This one is the 76, oh shit, Les Paul Custom that he's had since, I guess since Blackfoot days. Again, this has been added at some point. This is my fifth year with them, but this is, the guitar hasn't changed since I've been with them. Yeah, I didn't do anything different to this one.
Was this one in the flood too?
Luckily, no. This one was at Gibson. They were taking specifications off of it, I guess. And luckily it was there in the shop when that happened.
So, and does he have a backup for that one?
This one, actually, we just got one again that came from RS Guitars. It was another flood survivor. And he just played this the first time the other night since we got it back, and it's sounding great. He likes the way it plays. A little bit of, you can see some of the, that's from the flood, the cracking. It sat in water. Well, this one actually sat in a case, in another case, but still in water, like up to about here. B was in the flood as well.
Oh, really?
These two Explorers and this one. Yeah, those three were in the flood. And then Sparky just uses a standard Stratocaster. This is like a mid-90s, I think, reissue. But this is his main guitar from the whole show until Freebird. This is all stock. As far as I know, it has a the tone pod that goes both ways. It's like a center notch, and you can go negative tone forward and back. So you always got to make sure that's, if I'm polishing it, I might make, why does it sound weird? Yeah, he's playing this Paul Reed Smith. I guess it's one of the newer mid-tooth. They use this for Freebird. It has the humbucking sound rather than the single coil.
All right, thanks for showing us the guitars. Let's head up on stage and check out the amps.
Okay.
So whose amps are these?
Yeah, these are. This is what Ricky's been using since the flood. He was using Marshalls, 100-watt Marshalls, but they all got ruined. And he had tried with these out, I guess, a few times, and actually met the builder, Rick St. Pierre, a Canadian builder. He actually tours with AC/DC. Yeah, so they've been using all their amps, along with other artists. So Ricky got a hold of a stack, and Rick's been helping him out for, I guess, about 2 years now. He's been using these, and they're great.
Do you run them both?
They're the old Marshall sound. One's a backup, should something happen. But nothing's happened so far. They're real versatile. He's got a combo there, and those are 200 watts. They're each 100 watt amps with a built-in attenuator on the back, so you can turn the volume down without spoiling the tone.
You're using the 4x12, the single 4x12?
Single 4x12, yeah.
What kind of speakers are in that?
They are, I know they're 20 watts, but they're ones that Rick builds, I guess. Wizard Amp speakers. Yeah, and he used to use the Celestians, the vintage 30s, so I know they're real similar, from 20 watt to 30 watt.
And is he using any effects?
A chorus pedal. That's all. It's on all the time.
Okay, so you're using the Hardwire chorus and
an AB box. I mean, that's not even an effect. That's the only effect Ricky uses is a chorus.
And you said that stays on all the time?
On all the time, yeah. It's just a subtle, a subtle chorus. It's not real thick.
That is a pretty simple rig.
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very reliable with the new amp, the brand new amps.
And what amps is Sparky using?
Sparky's using these Fenders, DeVilles.
And is he using any effects?
He's got that pedal board.
He's the one with the pedal board. Yeah. All right, let's take a look. What's he got on the board here?
What's always on is the reverb and the compression. You know, just a little reverb. I guess He's happier with that sound rather than the one. I think there's reverbs in these amps, but he won't use those. So the reverb and the compressor is always on. And then he has the blues driver for boosts for solos, or the full drive for solos as well. And some slide guitar where he needs the overdrive. And then the two delays. One is a simple slapback. And the other one is set for, I know a little. I know that's one of the settings.
Well, thanks a lot for showing us around and what the guys are using.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thanks. This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.